One of the Bush administration's most immediate challenges is setting up the new Department of Homeland Security. That includes making sure the thousands of workers who move there are energized by the change. That won't be easy, considering the fight it took to create the department, with rules allowing President Bush to make big changes in how government workers are hired, fired, and promoted. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Among the hundreds of people jammed into the White House to witness last week's signing of the Homeland Security bill were a couple of surprise guests, the leaders of two large federal employee unions. In countless campaign speeches during the midterm elections, President Bush had referred to these groups as special interests intent on undermining his plans. Colleen Kelly, head of the National Treasury Employees Union, says she was pleasantly surprised to be invited by Tom Ridge, who's been named to head the new agency.
I was very pleased by the invitation as well as by his personal call and identification of the key issue he saw, which is the employees who will make this department successful.
Right after the signing, Ridge met for almost an hour with Kelly and with Bobby Harnage, national president of the American Federation of Government Employees. They discussed how the unions and the administration could work together in establishing the new department. It's one of several overtures the administration is making to try to ease workers' concerns. Ridge says the president is well aware that the success of the new department depends largely on the 170,000 employees who will move there from about 24 agencies.
We know there'll be some challenges along the way, but constant communication, we hope, will get us over some of the rougher spots that are undoubtedly ahead of us as we try to merge all these departments.
But debate on the Homeland Security bill left a lot of ill will and distrust in the way. The administration claimed union rules would prevent the firing of a drunk border guard, and labor officials said the White House just wanted to get rid of unions and hire political cronies. The relationship wasn't helped when the president refused to approve as big a pay raise as Congress wanted for federal workers, or when the New York Times reported that the administration had quietly reinstated cash bonuses for political appointees. Colleen Kelly is hopeful that things will improve in the months ahead, but she's also wary.
I think we have to wait and see. A lot of the debate that ensued around creating the legislation was based on statements made by many in the administration saying that they wanted these flexibilities in order to have the ability to fire employees on the spot. When those kinds of statements are made, employees conclude that there is a lot at risk.
Workers in the new department are not supposed to have their salaries cut or their jobs eliminated for at least a year, but there will be some changes. Part of the problem is that no one really knows what they'll be. The administration says it wants to make a rigid personnel system more flexible so it can hire people quickly, move workers around, and reshape jobs to respond to the terrorist threat. The changes have been long sought by a lot of people, including Carol Bonacero, head of the Senior Executives Association, which represents career government managers.
One of the things they have to do is just continually keep giving information to employees, because many employees, understandably, are nervous and concerned.
That was also the message from recent focus groups sponsored by the Partnership for Public Service, a nonpartisan group that promotes federal employment. Workers from agencies slated to become part of Homeland Security said they'll do what they're asked to do, but wish they knew what that'll be. One woman, a senior-level employee in Washington who asked not to be identified, said she expects her job to change.
Because I will probably be absorbed by one of the other agencies coming in. They're much larger than our unit, and they could just take us over, or they could get rid of us. We don't know what's going to happen.
Administration officials say they'll try to let people know what's going on as soon as possible. They've set up a website to answer employee questions, but right now the site contains one short paragraph that says, in effect, watch this space. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.